Today's devotional is based on Revelation 2, verses 8 to 17. It was written by the Reverend Alan Olson. I have to admit, Revelation is one of the last books of the Bible that I think about reading as a devotional exercise in Advent. Yet, it somehow seems appropriate here in the year 2021. For nearly 2 years, our lives have been upended by the COVID-19 pandemic. This season of pestilence has been a revelation to all of us. The pandemic has removed the scales from our eyes and shown us how deeply divided we are, how far we are from Jesus's command to love one another as he has loved us. In this season of Advent and pandemic, as we prepare for the arrival of our Lord, it seems appropriate to spend some time in the uncomfortable spaces of the book of Revelation. In today's reading, we encounter the instructions of John of Patmos for two different congregations, Smyrna and Pergamum. These are two very different congregations with different problems. The church in Smyrna was rich in spirit and firm in its faith, yet it had few resources and was threatened with persecution. In Pergamum, there was great pressure for the congregation to assimilate to the cultural forces of the Greco-Roman world. Rather than being threatened, they were being seduced. In our lives of faith, we reflect bits and pieces of all the problems from these congregations. We see this in our fights over wearing masks in worship. These internal conflicts threaten to overtake some congregations. At the same time, some pastors choose to erect walls of hostility, telling worshipers that they will be turned away from God's house if they choose to wear a mask. These instructions to the churches in Smyrna and Pergamum invite us to contemplate where we are in the midst of our own conflicts and how we witness to the love of Christ for all of humanity. Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, in this season of Advent, we ask that you open our eyes and ears and hearts. We ask that you help us to see where we are in the midst of all the chaos and strife in our churches and in our world. Finally, we ask that you use us to reveal the love of Christ in and for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.